Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, Legit Boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you can be listening to right here at youtube.com/ Steve and Larson. Available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, little notify bell next to it. Just make sure you're always getting your new Going In Raw content.
Correct.
Yes, we're also available on the Patreon at patreon.com/ Steven Larson. We have a bevy of reward tiers to choose from. You guys can all choose various reward tiers in order to help support Going In Raw.
Yeah.
Financially, in exchange, you get, like I said, rewards.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
We are also at prowrestlingtees.com/ Going In Raw. We got a ton of great shirts there. More to come.
More.
We got a bunch more. And then we're also, like I said, we're wherever fine podcasts can be found.
Correct.
Yeah. Anyways, are we live right now?
Yeah.
Is this actually working?
It says live. I think it's working.
Oh, there we are. I think we're working.
All right.
Anyways, some people are saying it's a bit on the laggy side. Well, it's Monday. That's bound to happen.
I feel a bit on the laggy side, to be honest with you. I went to bed last night and I said, I got to do all these things Monday morning.
Yeah.
Got up. Did exactly one of them.
Yeah. Here, that might help. I stopped recording. I never know how this is going to work. I never know how OBS is going to work with me.
All right.
Sometimes good, sometimes not so good.
I stop recording and doesn't. All right.
Yeah, man. Anyways, yeah, we're on CastBox. We have a partnership with them. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
We're also on the Apple iOS podcast app.
Mm-hmm.
Leave us a rating or a review. I'm going to get on CastBox right now and just, I'm going to take a look at one. I'm going to respond to one of the comments right now on CastBox.
All right.
I'm going to do that.
Who will be the lucky commenter that gets their comment responded to right here live on the show?
Let's find out right here. Comments. Let's see here. And it goes to Santos Crips Vallejo Jr. Says, thank you, friendos, for what you do. Absolutely the best podcast out there. Going In Raw. I'm going to respond all caps. Thanks, friendo. Look at that. It's done. I did it.
Congratulations.
I did it right there. Anyways, what are the comments? And now I can't look at the comments because I don't have my freaking internet.
Oh. We're a little behind, so they haven't seen that yet.
Is it still lagging? No, is it still lagging?
Oh, people are saying it's going well. It's going better.
Okay.
People
Yay.
Have been refreshing. Woo. It's been working better.
Yay. Awesome.
Hooray.
I'm going to mess it all up now by opening my internet. I think it was just because I was recording.
Could be. It's weird. Sometimes it works fine, and sometimes it doesn't. These computers are fickle things.
Yeah, man. I don't know what's going on. Anyways, we have a lot to talk about today.
We do.
How was your weekend?
Busy.
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch a New Japan show this weekend.
I didn't even know there was a New Japan show until morning, like after it happened. Matthew Ade hit me with a gif of spoiler alert.
Well, we're going to talk about it later in the show. So
spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Well, you have to say what happened to say it was
of the outcome to the Naito versus Suzuki match. He showed me that and I was like, "Oh, that's cool. Be cool if I knew about the show. It'd be cool if, like, you know, they put that match along with Tanahashi versus Okada, Kushida versus Ospreay all in the same card.
This Road to Wrestling Dontaku tour seems to have been about 3 weeks in length.
Goto versus Juice. That's another match that could have been. These all could have been on one card.
I heard the Jay White David Finley match was really good, and that was on one of the Road 2 shows. I heard it was really good.
I want all my matches on one card. That's what I want.
So this upcoming weekend, we get two Wrestling Dontaku shows.
Yeah.
The first headlined by Kota Ibushi 2,
okay.
And then Kenny Omega versus Hangman Page.
Yeah.
And then the second day, Ospreay versus Kushida, and then you got Okada versus Tanahashi.
Yeah,
that'll
man.
Be great. Can't wait. Looking forward to those. Yeah. Anyways, we're getting way ahead of ourselves.
A little bit.
We already have a super chat. We'll talk about that in a little bit, Nick Wolf, $2. Ruben Nuno Ortiz, $2. Awesome meeting you in Long Beach. Thanks. Thanks, friendos.
Thanks. Once again, thanks, friendos.
Thanks, friendos. All right, let's get to the news.
All right.
Steve, I have a question I would like to pose to you.
What is your question?
Is Braun Strowman now the guy? Okay. Is he now the guy?
Let me ask you something.
What?
Okay, so yeah, we're going to talk about this. Apparently, there's some backstage thoughts, like backstage officials, according to the Wrestling Observer himself.
Yeah.
Is saying that there is that there's some backstage chatter about debating whether or not they want Braun Strowman to be the guy to beat Brock Lesnar and not Roman Reigns. He's had two opportunities over the past couple of weeks. He's lost both times. Last time it was kind of, you know, been on the controversial side. He just speared him out of the cage.
It looked like his feet landed first.
Right. Yeah, it totally did. And so do you think tonight, we're going to have any semblance? We've been saying that, tonight should be, we should find out. I don't know. I'm going to say it's this Roman experiment is going to keep on limping along until we have distinct evidence. And I have no idea when that's going to happen.
I don't either. Well, I think here's one potential bit of evidence that might lead one way or the other. Reigns versus Samoa Joe this upcoming Sunday at Backlash. If Samoa Joe picks up that win, here's what it's going to be. I don't know for sure when Lesnar's next title defense is going to be. I would suspect SummerSlam, but if it's Money in the Bank and it's not against Reigns, say Strowman, then Strowman's winning that belt. They're not going to job out Strowman to Lesnar a second time.
No, I don't think they're going to either. I really don't, especially if this debate is happening. Especially that.
Anyway, let's get to this backstage talk. Yeah, so prior to largest, longest, greatest Royal Rumble, Meltzer had the following to say on Wrestling Observer Radio, and these transcripts are courtesy of Ringside News. Quote, there's a feeling that he's better off, Roman, not being champion. I agree that Roman's not the guy. I think that's been the case for years. Well, they know that Braun Strowman is the most popular guy, and I know there are people in the company who definitely think he should be the champion, and he should be the guy that beats Brock Lesnar. Look, I think that's probably better. We'll see. Maybe in the end, that's what they'll do.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. After the Greatest Royal Rumble, then Meltzer expounded further, saying he's done, meaning Roman. Roman is done. I don't know what you do with him. I mean, he should be a heel. You know, he could win the I should do my Meltzer impression. He could win the title and be a heel. Maybe he could win it from Braun. But my thought is that he has to be a heel. I've probably thought that for 3 years now. We've all been saying that for 3 years now. But I feel it much stronger now. I've always felt it strong from the start. If they had turned him heel 3 years ago, they might be cheering him by now. They would be, by the way. It's like the program has already passed its peak by the Greatest Rumble, and they did put Strowman over at the actual Rumble itself match. I got to think Strowman's the guy, and he should be. He's more over of the two.
Oh,
he's
absolutely
far
is.
More over. And if he beats Brock Lesnar, it'll be mass. Like, that pop will be insane. It'll be absolutely unreal.
Yeah.
It's just a shame they jobbed him out to Lesnar 6 months ago.
I know. That's with one F5.
With one F5.
Well, think. Let's speculate here. Let's say Lesnar's next title defense is Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's, you know, it's not... You know, it's not the major four pay-per-views anymore. There's five of them now. Money in the Bank's in there now.
Yeah.
So what if they have Lesnar drop the title to Strowman in the wrestling hotbed of Chicago, Illinois?
Yeah.
That roof is going to blow off that building.
Time. Yeah, huge. Massive.
And I hope they do it.
Yeah.
Across the wrestling interwebs, wrestling news sites, it seems over the weekend, or at least two cage side seats and Sports Kita have written editorials speculating, maybe even declaring, the end of the Roman experiment. Is this going to end? Is this it? Is it over?
I'm not going to say jack until we know for absolute certain.
Until someone other than Roman Reigns has a universal title around their waist.
Yeah.
For a prolonged period of time.
Well, here's... Well, yeah, I mean,
I'm hesitant to say... Like, if they put on somebody else only for Roman to get a SummerSlam.
I'll put it this way. Yeah, we'll see tonight what happens on Raw. Well, I mean, one kind of strong indication just based on tonight's Raw. Let's say that at the Rumble they decided Roman Experiment's dead. He'll spear him through the cage. Roman will still look kind of strong, but he has no claim to the Universal title anymore because we're going to go with Braun. We still think we can make a bunch of money off Roman. It's not, he's not going to fall off a cliff.
Yeah.
It's not even, it's not going
to
be like.
He's not going back to NXT.
Right, exactly. That's not going to happen.
To form a tag team with somebody like Zack Ryder did a few years back.
Right, exactly. We're not, it's not those levels right there. Because here's the thing about Roman is that they can still, the funny thing is, if they decide Braun is going to be top guy, right? There's a very good chance in 2 to 3 years, Roman could be top guy again.
Yeah.
Because when the pressure is off is usually when he does the best.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they stop giving a crap about him, he just gets by in his own.
Yeah.
And fans have this perception. They totally get. If he starts losing matches, if they put him on par with like Samoa Joe, which we'll find out at Backlash, if they put him on par with him, then people start coming back around to Roman. Or if they turn to heel, they do anything but what they've been doing with him.
Yeah, I know.
They'll come around to Roman.
I know.
Because a lot of people out there think or claim or say, maybe because they want to, that he's a crap worker, he's a crap wrestler, and he has no charisma. He's proven that he's got charisma when it's used effectively.
Yeah.
He's proven that he's a damn good wrestler when he's in matches with opponents who can you know, carry their load as well.
Yeah.
But they just have week in and week out, they just have him come out and just be sleepy.
I know.
You know, it's like every day's a Monday for Roman Reigns.
I know. It's like he had a list of, when he went to Monday Night Raw, about 5 things he wanted to do. He might get one of them done.
Yeah.
Like me this morning.
Exactly. Yeah, last week, writing a promo and delivering it with any enthusiasm was not one of those things that he got done.
He accomplished one thing last week, and that was walking to the ring.
Exactly. He found the arena last week. That was
he
pretty much
it. He found
his
way to gorilla position, went through the curtain.
So I don't know.
Walked down to the ring.
I think tonight we might have some indication. What I was going to say is we'll get to our Raw preview later in the show.
Yeah.
But number one thing on the Raw preview this week on WWE.com is all about Braun holding up that green strap, that 420 belt from the Greatest Rumble. And it's, you know, what's next for him. And then after that, it just clearly says, Brock beat Roman. What does Roman do now?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man.
Roman will probably do not much.
Yeah, probably. He'll saunter out to the ring, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Say, hey, this is my yard.
This is my yard, but...
The guy.
But time to have a barbecue in my yard, a Braun-bicue.
Would anybody like a Corona?
The Happy Dolphin... $2 Australian. Happy 4:30 a.m. going in Raw donation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nicholas Brown, $10 super chat. Thank you very much. Hey, friendos, when do you think Shinsuke will win the title?
Backlash.
Also, when are you going to meet up with Ricky and Elliot for another Dadcast?
Hopefully soon.
And he said, thanks. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Grant Gill, $2. Do you think Titus O'Neil's entrance or faked his entrance? Let's just get to that now. Apparently Vince loved it. Real or work, Vince loved it. And since Vince apparently loved it so much, I'm guessing it was a shoot. Although they were very quick to say that it harkened back to the NXT
it was,
thing.
Okay, so here's the thing. It wasn't as quick. I think it was, I forget who on Twitter mentioned, you know, I think it was Matthew from Botchamania. I think he said the fact that Cole referenced NXT so quickly after the dive. When I went back and looked at it, it took him a good couple minutes to do that.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like right on the heels.
They were laughing for a good 5 minutes straight when it happened.
They were.
So it took him that time just to catch his breath.
I think it was real. I think he actually accidentally did trip, hence the reaction from everybody. And yeah, according to WrestlingNews.co,
they're reporting from a source that Vince busted out in a huge roar of laughter backstage when the spot went down. McMahon was reportedly almost in tears while laughing, and the rest of the wrestlers backstage were rolling in laughter hard as well. Vince couldn't get enough of it, which is why they replayed the clip so many times, exactly what we speculated.
So great. So amazing. So fantastic.
And people have done all sorts of cool gifts with it. There was one where Randy Orton RKO's him.
That was a really good one.
Randy Orton responded to it.
Yeah. There's a great picture of Titus running down, and they had put the Shockmaster's helmet on him.
And there's that
torch passing
meme going around, of the torch passing from Shockmaster to Titus. And Titus embraced it. He had that picture on Instagram right after the show.
Yeah.
Saying the spot of my greatest Rumble triumph or something like that. I can't remember the exact words he used. But he embraced it. He had a sense of humor about it, which is great.
Yeah, he seems like a good guy.
Definitely.
No, but they, I don't know. It's funny, too, because when we were watching it and it happened, and they went to replays, I think I immediately said, Vince is loving this
right now.
Vince is absolutely dying of laughter, and he's making Kevin Dunn, whoever else is backstage, jam his replay finger on that, because there's no way that otherwise that would have happened. So that's good. I'm glad. And then apparently also it was reported that when Titus came backstage, Vince gave him a hearty handshake and a big pat on the back.
Oh, that's good.
You know, I imagine Titus did not grab his arm.
No.
Again. But yeah, apparently Titus was busting up backstage as well after it happened. So, yeah.
You got to have a sense of humor about that kind of stuff.
Steve Kuharski, $2 super chat. Got my new logo shirt in the mail. Thanks, friendos. Thank you very much, Steve. I finally got my Pro Wrestling t-shirts, too.
Oh, yeah, I have that,
Very excited about that. Robbie, 1896, €5. Hey, friendos, did you read Meltzer's story that the Saudi prince, apparently that was putting in his input on what he wanted to see at the Greatest Royal Rumble, wanted Undertaker, okay, mission accomplished, The Ultimate Warrior, and Yokozuna. He wanted them on the Greatest Rumble. And they're speculating that's why Vince had that sumo guy come out. Because he's kind of Yokozuna-esque, you know, because they're both sumo guys. So, yeah, that was kind of interesting. I do appreciate that there was a Saudi prince that was booking stuff. I'm really sad that he didn't book himself to win.
Yeah, I know.
I really wanted that to happen.
Or at least, you know, put himself in the match.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Apparently the dude who cut that really great promo is he's a local guy.
Yeah.
Like a NorCal guy.
Yeah, he wrestled for Hoodslam.
That's rad.
Or has wrestled for Hood Slam.
Quick update also on now that we're getting these super chats.
Oh yeah, we were gonna talk about the donations and such from Greatest Royal Rumble Stream and how much we were gonna be contributing to our charity of choice. However, there's been issues with YouTube updating super chats. In fact, they haven't done any of it since middle of the month, so we have no idea right now.
We have no idea how much we made. We know we made a bunch, and that money is still going to the charity, to the St. John's program for real change.
Yeah.
But we have no idea. YouTube doesn't tell us these things. We can't. It's not even that they send out like a thing saying, "Hey, everybody, we're having this issue."
No.
Everybody has to hit up YouTube on Twitter. Everybody has to be proactive
and hope they respond.
So we'll as soon as we have that information, we're going to tweet it right out.
Yes, yes. And we will announce on the show how much is going to St. John's Project for Real Change.
Yeah.
And then we will send the money to them.
And then later on in the show, we're going to announce who is the new Facebook Friendoverse Closed Group Open Weight Champion.
Yeah, bummer I didn't win.
We have a new champion.
Yeah.
It is no longer
Vinny Elliott.
However, we have the man, the owner of the Friendoverse group, Mikey Omega. He sent in a video announcing the winner. We're going to run that a little bit later in the show.
Yes.
More notes from the Greatest Royal Rumble, though. Sami Zayn.
We skipped one.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Oh, I go straight from Vince, Titus, I know, to Sami Zayn.
But no, but we skipped one. I leapfrogged one since someone asked the Titus question. It was about women getting paid for Greatest Royal Rumble. Because I skipped ahead because someone asked the Titus question.
Okay.
So this is from PW Insider. They report, of course, Lawler on his podcast prior to longest, largest, greatest Royal Rumble speculated that despite the women on the WWE roster not performing at longest, largest, greatest Royal Rumble, they were in fact getting paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And PW Insider seemed to have confirmed that, saying, quote, PWInsider.com has confirmed independently that WWE is indeed doing that, paying the female talents as if they were on the show.
Yeah. So that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Next up, Sami Zayn. People are wondering, why was Sami Zayn gone? Was it his decision? Was it WWE? What was the reason? One person actually during the stream suggested this. I forget who it was. Suggested that perhaps because he's of Syrian descent. He was born in Canada, but his parents are Syrian. They came over in the 1970s. I did some research. And apparently relations between Syria and Saudi Arabia are much worse than the relations between Iran and Saudi Arabia, because they ran an angle with Iran. But Sami Zayn, who is of Syrian descent, not allowed to perform on the show. WWE released a statement regarding his absence, very generic, just saying, or vague rather, saying, quote, WWE is committed to embracing individuals from all backgrounds while respecting local customs and cultural differences around the world. So yeah, that's a drag.
Did we ever confirm whether one list I saw of announced participants in Greatest Rumble included Sammy? And you said you saw him on some of the promotional.
I did. I totally saw him on because so he wasn't on some of it, but he was on like one of the ones that was on the last.
Last round of promotional materials.
I'm just gonna go to WWE.com on my phone real quick and go to shows
and see if it's still up there.
And see if it's still up there. I'm sure it is because they probably want a lot of eyeballs on it. Backlash, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Greatest Royal Rumble. Here we go. Let's see if the promotional materials are on here. Maybe they changed it for mobile.
They could have. I can look on here.
See if it's in the banner stuff.
I got it.
It was in like a longer one.
All right.
But, we got another one here from Jeffrey Nguyen. Friendoverse Championship is going to have Attitude Era amounts of title changes. That is very possible.
I hope so.
That is very possible.
Now it's all recaps.
Oh, it's not all dolled up and everything. It might have been on the network itself. You know, sometimes they...
Yeah. Because now, since the actual show happened, it's light and promotional stuff and more on recaps of the actual show. I'll check.
Hey, you know what's going up this week?
Huh.
The first episode.
Oh, yeah.
Of the Four Lights podcast.
They've already moved on to Backlash here.
Oh, what a bummer. Yeah, I would have been there. My new Star Trek podcast I'm doing with Big Jim on the Friendoville channel, youtube.com/Friendoville. If you're a nerd like me and you like Star Trek, check that one.
Check it out, yeah.
Check it out.
Please do.
Check it out.
He says a longer one. Oh, that's a regular Royal Rumble.
I don't know. Anyways,
I'm sure. You said you saw it.
I saw it, so it's got to be confirmed.
Well.
Yeah, I have a terrible memory and stuff, so.
I don't know if that's the real deal.
That's not legit, dude. Why is Batista on that thing?
Oh, yeah.
Batista confirmed there. Anyways,
Steve said he saw it, so until someone tells me differently, I guess I have to believe him.
You don't have to.
Because I didn't notice it. But I did see a list of names, and he was on that list, so. I was guessing that was confirmation. Do you want to talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling show we didn't watch?
Talk about Pro Japan? Yes.
Well, I watched one match from the show this weekend. The Killer Elite Squad versus Evil and Sonata. And it was all right. But I heard at first really good things about the Intercontinental title match between Tetsuya Naito and Minoru Suzuki. So I was excited to watch it. Since then, I've heard kind of conflicting reports. I've heard good and not so good.
Yeah.
I still want to check it out because we've got two of my favorite wrestlers in the entire planet
sure.
in the match.
Yeah.
But I guess now is the time we can say that we have a new IWGP Intercontinental Champion. Once again, Tetsuya Naito is holding on that belt. I wonder if he's going to smash the heck out of it again. Probably not is my speculation.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, I don't think they want to pay for a brand new one again. Do they just clean? No, he completely.
No, that was a brand new belt.
That was a brand new belt. Yeah. So I know they've been doing this story with Naito and Suzuki.
Mm-hmm.
Are we still thinking Naito's going to be the guy? Like, I don't keep up as much as I'd like to because their shows are run so many shows.
Their Lariato on Twitter had a great rundown of the kind of the overarching story they're telling. With Naito that I thought was great. Anyways, continue.
Trying to focus on moving past his past, right?
Yes.
And like trying to gear him up for a shot at Okada again.
Yeah, and he did an interview, Naito did, after the match. You know, where he said he wasn't sure what the belt meant to him at this point in his life. So...
The world title or the Intercontinental title?
Sorry, the Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
Because last time, you know, it was a symbol of how he got, you know, deprived his main event shot back at Wrestle Kingdom 8, and he resented the title because of it.
Yeah. I so far be it for me to question Gato, but I don't know how I feel about all that. Like, I feel like, I don't know, Naito... I'm not sure what his path back to the world title should be, but Okada, I know that LIJ is still like massively popular.
Oh, and Naito's
like
still massively popular.
And he's still massively popular, but.
Maybe, I mean, based on what we had thought before and what we heard regarding the Wrestle Kingdom main event, where he was hearkening Naito, that is a bit. More back to the Stardust Genius era. We did his old finishing move during the match and stuff like that. that what they're building to, similar to what they did with Okada last year, granted, different motivations, different storylines. You know, at Wrestle Kingdom this year, we essentially saw Okada reborn.
Yeah.
He had the pants. He looked, you know, like he's already in great shape. But he looked
instead of silver hair, he had blonde hair.
Yeah, it was back to being blonde hair. And maybe that's the avenue they're taking with Naito now, is they're going to do a Naito reborn story where he's going to ditch all vestiges of his past, focus on what's going forward, not harbor any resentments towards what happened to him previously.
Yeah.
Says, I have this title now. And you know, I got to get beyond the fact that that match, Nakamura versus Tanahashi, deprived me of my main event shot back at Wrestle Kingdom 8, because I had my main event shot and I blew it.
Yeah.
So I need to get past all that if I'm ever going to move forward.
Yeah.
Based on what little I know about Naito's overall general story, what Lariato said, what we learned from the Wrestle Kingdom match, that might be the direction they're going in.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. I mean, look, I can't really speak on it too hardcore because I don't watch enough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just think that with Okada being booked as strong as he is, I don't know. That'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. I feel like I was really excited when Zack Sabre Jr. was sort of being launched up into the main mm-hmm. event scene. You know, he took on Okada at the mm-hmm. show we went to. And so I don't know, for New Japan right now, I like the idea of building up like dudes like that
mm-hmm.
as opposed to going back to the Naito well. But you know, whatever. I mean, he's a great freaking wrestler.
Yeah, he is. He's a great personality. It all depends on the story they're trying to tell. And
yeah.
At the end, it has I know Lariato is drawing parallels between Okada when he lost at Wrestle Kingdom 9 to Tanahashi. When Tanahashi was champion,
mm-hmm.
and then Wrestle Kingdom 10, Okada was champion and
yeah.
beat Tanahashi
yeah.
in the main event. You're trying to draw parallels between that story and also what they might be doing with Okada and Naito.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, I hope so. I mean, I have full faith in Gato and everything. Mm-hmm. I want it to be pretty compelling. The way Okada has been compelling, you know. I mean, it has been a fantastic story they've been telling with Okada, and
yeah.
it's still going so strong.
I know.
And for Naito to lose at Wrestle Kingdom. And then, so I'm curious to see where it goes.
Yeah.
It's just I haven't really been clued in too much. The shows are just like, it's so difficult to keep up because they have like all these different shows and like one match that's of consequence during each of these shows.
Well, here's the thing, it's like there's matches, the solo matches generally or title matches are of consequence, but there's always little story beat things that happen either during or after these multi-man tag matches I have to fill out the card.
I know it's different.
Sometimes
it's
just, unless you keep up to date or watch all of it, you'll be able to follow the general story, but you might lose a little of the detail.
Yeah, you'll lose the nuance and mm-hmm. the press conferences, all that kind of stuff is
yeah.
great to watch.
Yeah.
And so, but I feel I'll put it this way: I feel like it was more easily digestible last year.
Yeah, I think last year they might have done. I remember they did two wrestling Dontaku shows last year,
mm-hmm.
or if they did two, I don't remember.
Christian 29D, $2 super chat, asks, are you going to G1 San Francisco? Tickets are on sale tomorrow. It looks like we are not going to that because we'll have something else going on.
Yeah, an opportunity has presented itself that could be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So it just so happens to be on the same day as Wrestling Dontaku. So to answer my previous question, no. Last year they did one Wrestling Dontaku show. G1 special. We probably won't be going to that.
Yeah.
Do you want to do some G1? Or sorry, gosh, my New Japan shows mix up. Wrestling Dontaku predictions for the main events.
Sure.
So the main events of night one. Well, let's do these: the title matches and main events.
Yeah.
Night one. There's a 6-man tag match with never open weight 6-man tag championships. Bullet Club, Bad Luck Fale, and Gorillas of Destiny versus Bullet Club, Marty Scurll, Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson. Who wins? And you can't just say Bullet Club.
Well, I would say Bullet Club loses because why would they be fighting each other? I don't know. I mean, can you really bet against the
current champions?
Wait, who are the current champions?
Bad Luck Fale.
Oh, this
Tonga,
is for that.
Tongaloa.
Oh man,
this is for the never open weight. I'm saying champs retain.
I'll go the other way. I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I do not know.
Next, Kota Ibushi versus Cody. Their second match. Rematch from Wrestle Kingdom.
Oh, I feel Cody. Oh, wait. Who won at Wrestle Kingdom?
Kota.
Kota Ibushi won?
Yeah, Cody has to win.
Cody's winning, yeah.
Yeah, because he's going to have a rematch with Kenny Omega pretty soon.
Cody's great.
And
are they fighting it all in? Is that the thing?
It hasn't been confirmed yet. I would speculate yes, though.
Probably yes, huh?
In the main event, Kenny Omega versus Hangman Page.
Man, Hangman Page is not beating Kenny Omega.
Yeah, probably
not. Unless there's some shenanigans happening.
Which is entirely possible.
Yeah, I could see Hangman Page. I'm going to say Hangman Page wins that.
Fine, Kenny.
I'll say that. Because that puts Cody in a really strong position to take on Kenny.
Well, that's why I think Cody is going to beat Kota, and that's going to be from
right, exactly.
shenanigans.
Yeah.
Two main events of night two, Will Ospreay versus Kushida. Ospreay's holding on that belt for a while.
Yeah, that's been his story. He's trying to elevate it to another level. Kushida's mm-hmm. sort
you
of...
You see Ospreay's new finisher?
Yeah, I like it because it doesn't look that dangerous.
Yeah.
It, like, all he has to do is like sort of do this.
Yeah. It's like a spinning cutter of some sort.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat.
No, I like it. It's good.
Yeah. And the main event, Okada versus Tanahashi. Okada's totally winning this.
Yeah.
He's going to break Tanahashi's...
Oh, that's going to be a killer match.
Break Tanahashi's record from his successful title defenses during a single reign. It's going to be spectacular.
That's going to be a killer match. I'll watch that.
Heck yes.
Is that that's this weekend?
That's, yeah.
Wow. What's Naito doing this weekend?
Wrestling in tag matches. You already had a singles match. That was...
Yeah, right. But with who?
Well, so they're doing
is
the whole
all six man,
all LIJ, man? LIJ versus Suzuki Goon.
Okay, right on. That's cool. Joe Juarez $2 says it feels like Okada's going to get a Bruno run. I don't know. I'm sure they have something like you know in mind for his title loss. I would think.
Yeah, they got to have an end game for all this.
You would think, yeah.
And they're already playing up arrogant Okada like he's. You know, overlooking Tanahashi.
I know, and that's
degree.
One thing that I have to get back into, too. It's just, man, I wish there was, like, a really easy way to digest it all.
Well, there's Lariato, man.
Yeah, but I don't really want to watch my wrestling through GIFs.
No, but I mean, like, every once in a while, like, that thread on Naito.
I want something like that, but just exclusively. I don't know. We need to get, like, an intern to go... Download all the matches, cut out only the bits. Like, we need an hour of concentrated New Japan
you want,
stories.
Like, the Hulu version.
Yes. We need our own personal Hulu guy.
All right.
Here, or gal in the office doing that. I'm joking. We're not going to hire anybody. YouTube won't even give us our super chat money.
I know.
No, that money is, I'm assuming that money is going to be available to us.
I would like to hope so.
It's just they're not reporting on it.
Not at all.
They're not letting us know. We're just a business. What does it matter if we get to know what our revenue is? Oh, man. Anyways, what's next?
What's next? We have an announcement from Friendoverse Facebook private discussion group.
Private discussion group.
Isn't that what it is? It's a private group.
I guess.
Group.
I don't know.
Whatever. It's a private
thing. He calls it a closed group.
There you go. Closed group.
So if you want in, you
go
to
ask.
You go to Facebook. So that's one mark against you. You go to Facebook. You Google Friendoverse. One word.
Wait. You go to Facebook. You don't Google Friendoverse. You search Friendoverse.
Look, man. These days, Google is. Hey, I'm Googling for my keys.
Yeah, but usually go to Google.com to do that.
Find my keys. I gotta Google my keys.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, they're synonymous now, man. Anyways, YouTube is very unprofessional. I'm trying to run a business here. Anyways, you search on Facebook for Friendoverse. And then you apply to be in the group.
Yeah.
And he'll either say yes or no. He pretty much you're good to go. And then if you're a jerk, he'll kick you out.
Yeah.
And that's how we keep a positive environment.
Yes.
Dictatorships, man. That's really how you do it. That's how you keep, you know, a good, clean, healthy, positive society.
That's not true at all.
Dictatorships. And here is the best dictator I can think of, Mikey Omega. Here he is. He sent us a video. Hopefully this will work.
Hello there, friendos. For those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Mikey Omega. I run the Friendoverse, which is the Going In Raw Close Facebook group. And I am here to announce the results for the Greatest Royal Rumble Friendoverse Championship match. Before doing so, I want to take a second to say thanks to all of the members of the group. I think we're at like 2,300 members now, which is insane. It blows my mind. And it's amazing how positive, how chill, how polite, how awesome all of you guys are. It's by far the best wrestling group I've ever been a part of. So I say thanks. You guys are awesome. Keep up the good work. So let's get to business. So just like last time, it was another huge tie for third place. So if you got like 9 or 10 right, chances are you were in third place. Second place and first place kind of seriously broke away from the pack, although they were pretty close with one another. So first I'm going to announce the second place winner, who will get an automatic in for the Backlash match, provided that Vinny Elliott does not want to invoke his rematch clause. Spoiler alert, Vinny Elliott, you lost, buddy. You're dropping that belt. Sorry. So provided that Vinny Elliott doesn't want to invoke his rematch clause for some reason at Backlash, that means the number two person will get an automatic spot in. And it pains me to say this man's name out loud. I despise him. He disgusts me. He is everything that's wrong with the world. Second place is Juan Carlos Reneo. Yeah, that sucks. Boo. Anyway, so for the first place winner, I guess. new champ, pretty excited about it. It came down to counting down those minutes in that Undertaker match, those Superman punches, those suplexes. The winner is Dalton Scott. Congratulations, buddy. You did it. You deserve it. So yeah, you'll be getting that belt soon. You're the second ever Friendoverse open weight champion. And yeah, so thank you guys so much. Too sweet, hearty handshake, all that stuff you guys do.
Congratulations to Dalton Scott. Winning predictions.
It's Monday.
I know. It really feels like a Monday today.
It really does. I'm never prepared for anything. Anyways, so yeah, congratulations. Dalton Scott.
Yeah.
The new Friendoverse open weight champion.
So does Vinny Elliott have to send the belt to Dalton Scott now?
I believe that's how it works.
But then we have Backlash this weekend. It could be a short reign for Dalton Scott.
I have no idea, man. I don't know. But Dalton Scott, once you get the championship title,
you might have to very well box it right back up and send it to the next person.
Take a picture, send it to us, and we'll put it up on the show.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyways.
Anywho, let's talk about Raw tonight. Raw!
Raw!
First story, WWE.com, their official Raw previews about Braun Strowman saying that he stood tall at the end of longest, largest, greatest Royal Rumble. He says, quote, after conquering 49 other superstars and WWE legends, the Monster Among Men brings his greatest Royal Rumble championship and trophy to Raw. Who or what will Strowman destroy next after his monumental victory?
Let me ask you something. Will there be any sign? What would be the biggest sign that we're entering the Braun Strowman era?
He challenges Brock Lesnar to a match.
Yeah, that would be it.
If he challenges Brock to a match at Money in the Bank.
On the Roman side of things, because the next preview is for Roman Reigns, and what does that say?
It says, the title is Brock Best Roman Reigns, a controversial steel cage match.
Wow, Brock Best Roman.
Yeah, no.
Not controversial. Yeah. Oh, it does say.
Yeah. It says, how will he bounce back from his painful defeat and prepare for the Samoan submission machine? Of course, Roman has a match against Samoa Joe at Backlash.
Yeah.
So if Roman is out there to start to drop a promo, gets instantly attacked and destroyed by Samoa Joe, probably not the best sign for him.
Right. But the thing is, so that's such a short-lived thing. That's just a Backlash.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I can't tell just from this preview.
No, I'm telling you.
That the Roman experiment's over.
If Samoa Joe wins a Backlash, there's going to start to be doubt in my mind that the Roman experiment is going to continue.
Yeah, yeah.
Next, the era of wokeness begins. That's just, of course,
yeah.
Woken Matt.
It says, now that they bring their titles to Raw live in Montreal. Ooh, who's going to get screwed tonight? What delights might the duo known collectively as the Deleter of Worlds have in store? And looks like we're going to get Ronda Rousey's maybe hint at her first solo feud.
Against Mickey James.
As it says, who will dare step to Ronda Rousey as Mickey recovers from Rousey's excruciating armbar, an act of retribution after Mickey's cheap shot on Natalya? How will she, Alexa Bliss, and the Riot Squad respond to that act of aggression? Ooh. How's that going to, what is that going to do for that thing there?
Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be kind of crazy if they put Alexa and Ronda in a thing immediately. That'd be a bad move. They should put somebody, like even Ruby Riott, I feel would be better because I think she's been wrestling longer than Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
Like they should put.
Well, I think Mickey James and Natalya best two potential feuds for Ronda Rousey.
I totally agree.
They're kind veterans.
Kind of interesting that I figured that the Authority versus Ronda Rousey thing would be going longer.
Yeah, I would have thought that Stephanie would have found some proxy.
Yeah, maybe they'll do that at SummerSlam.
Could be.
And in the meantime, they'll just have her. But that's cool. I like Ronda. She's great.
Yeah, she's doing a really great job so far. A
couple more super chats. Javier Santana, $5. Cole Balor, Styles, Gallows and Anderson versus Omega, Rhodes, Young Bucks, and Skrull at Survivor Series 2019. Who wins and which show are they on? You know who gets the pin?
The real Rock and Roller.
No.
Oh.
Left one goes front this.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, Adam Cole, baby.
Adam Cole, baby. He's everything. Alex C. Five.
You know, he does DDP yoga.
Not surprising. He's very fit.
Another reason to like him.
There you go. So many reasons.
I got to get back on DDP yoga. I really enjoyed doing it when I did it.
There we go. Yeah, there you go. You should do it again. Alex
My
Creep.
Shoulder heels.
5 pounds.
Alex C, man.
Do you think Roman spearing Brock through the cage would have been a better visual for him winning the title than pinning him?
Well, I mean, it happened. His feet hit first. He should have won the title. He needs to pin.
So if
he needs
was...
to pin Brock Lesnar. It needs to be that definitive. He needs to pin Brock Lesnar. Whoever wins that title off to Brock, he has to pin them. It needs to be definitive. Spearing through the cage looks cool, but it's not definitive.
It looks pretty cool, though.
It does look cool.
It's a cool. I'll put it this way. You're right, but it does look really cool.
Yeah, it looks
so
cool.
I'd be okay with it as long as it was followed up by something more definitive. I personally prefer the tap out, although Roman's not a submission expert.
No.
So does he even do any submission moves?
He did a couple of that. Remember that one time we were jokingly criticizing Reigns for not having much of an arsenal?
Oh, that's right.
And then the next Raw, he busted out, I think, a Boston Crab and something else. So
yeah.
He can do it. He has it in him.
Yeah, man.
I think it's Jason Jordan or something like that.
That's right.
He busted
out
a couple submission moves.
Yeah.
I mean, during his most recent matches, apparently the only thing Roman does is Superman punch and spear.
I know, man.
Based on his matches against Brock.
What if they just start booking the Superman punch and the spear like super weak against everybody? It's like, no, they're finishing maneuvers for a reason. You build up to them and then you finish them off. You can't just finish somebody with a finishing maneuver.
Pretty basic ring psychology.
You can't start a match with it.
No. And yet Brock started the match with a bunch of German suplexes.
Yeah, man. It's all pretty dumb. Anyways. We have some questions here.
Well, yeah, I'll take some questions here. I'll monitor chat.
Monitor this for questions.
You go to the Twitter.
Anyways, let's see here. Here's a question that I'll throw out there. Elias Gould, of course, the person who, the good friend who put up the Steven Larson signs.
Yes, that was awesome.
In Saudi Arabia there. He says, in your opinion, which wrestling school that's still running to this day has the best graduates?
It's got to be the New Japan Dojo, right?
Ooh, yeah. What about here in the United States? Shawn Michaels Academy had some. Oh, it's not running today.
They're not around anymore.
I mean, Santino Brothers has some good talents down there in LA that are sort of coming up and coming out. That's good. Lance Storm's thing has some good people.
Yeah.
But I don't know any specifics about who's,
Tuxedo T Servo, $5. Idea for a stipulation for next AJ Nakamura match. Balls count anywhere.
Oh, I like that.
First guy to successfully hit low blow wins.
That could be fun.
Sora Nima, they just resubbed to the network. Recommend me stuff. Wants ideas, options. Survivor Series 98.
The Bruno JBL legend. Legends with JBL with the Bruno interview.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. Watch the first episode of Thunder. That's great.
No.
It's fantastic. Can we please do a going in raw view?
Kota Ibushi versus Nakamura. Wrestle
that is
Kingdom.
Not on the network.
Nine.
That is not on the network. That is, wow. We can get sued for you saying that.
No, we can't. MOS Brethren, Being the Elite, just uploaded a new video. I thought they were done.
Oh, good question from Jova. What are the odds of Cat Monkey Man appearing in the comic book Stowaway Bear? Remember the Cat/Monkey Man?
Oh, yeah.
Right? That I came up with? Well, we're doing a comic book called Stowaway Bear.
Yeah.
About a bear who stowed away on a yacht.
Yacht in the 1980s.
In the 1980s with a bunch of congressmen.
Yeah.
Right? Lots of cocaine. And so that's what, you know, and so he wants to know if Cat Monkey Man is going to be in there.
We'll
I don't know.
About it.
We got to talk about it. This is a no-brainer. NPNY716. Which promotion would you rather have still be around? ECW or WCW?
ECW.
Yeah, me too.
Harry Flynn says, Larson, you won my first Rumble contest. Cool.
What does that mean?
Apparently I won something.
You taking bumps now? What's going on with
No, like maybe like a predictions thing.
What wrestling school did you come out of? Let's see here. Neil Muffet. WWE didn't have a statue made this year, as far as I know. Who should they have made? Did they? Is that a yearly thing they do?
They've done it a couple times. It was Flair. Flair was last year,
right?
Did they
do one of Bruno?
They did one of Bruno.
They did one of Bruno.
Yeah, I believe they did one of Bruno.
All right. Where are the statues?
At Titan Towers.
Oh.
I think there's an Andre one.
Yeah.
I believe there's a Bruno one. There's a Ric Flair one.
Yeah.
Who else?
Brett. Do a Brett one. No, do an Owen. No, she wouldn't let
Shawn Michaels.
X-Pac. X-Pac and his dog.
All right.
William Regal.
There you go.
No.
No.
I've got it.
Who?
Adam Cole, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. I want an Adam Cole statue. I'm going to make that character in 2K18. Adam Cole statue. Let's see here. El Ardia. Has Larson ever too sweeted? Back in college, he used to too sweet me all the time.
I remember that.
And on top of that, he too sweeted AJ Styles when he thought I wasn't looking.
You weren't looking.
But I have expert peripheral vision, Larson. You didn't think I had that, but I do have it.
There's nothing to see.
What are you doing? Watching the first episode of Thunder on the
network? No, I was trying to...
Truth exposed.
This is when they're unveiling Bruno's statue. I was just trying to find the date on it.
Oh, somebody in chat says there's a Warrior and Dusty one, too. They should make a statue of Nakamura low-blowing AJ Styles.
That'd
be good. Oh, what a great question. Might be question of the day, Victorian Reaper. Is Roman Reigns the Lex Luger of this generation of WWE?
Wow, that's a good question.
No, man, because they put the title on Roman. They've at least had more confidence in Roman than they had in Lex because they actually put the title on him. But I can see the similarities there.
Yeah. Yeah. If they hadn't put the title on Roman, then that would be a really good analogy. Oh, Senior Nerd, not a wrestling question, but any of you see Infinity War yet? He saw it last night.
I saw it last night. No spoilers, please. No spoilers.
So epic, so great. I haven't seen it.
It was so much fun. It was just a blast. Let's see here. Ooh, the Happy Dolphin. If you had to swap one New Japan Junior with one WWE Cruiser, who would you swap?
Well, I'd take Will Ospreay.
Will Ospreay and send Cedric over to New Japan. Because you can have no personality if you're in New Japan as long as
Cedric does have personality.
What makes you think that?
His in-ring work.
His in-ring, that's his, like, that's
like
his ring work.
No,
though.
No, no.
I'm talking about like
his
promos,
in-ring work in terms of storytelling and projecting to the crowd.
Personality, though.
Story beats.
Personality.
Via facial expression. He has personality.
Personality.
He has personality.
When he's on the mic talking.
All right, Angel Master 765. Who's the next Lex Luger then?
Ooh, what an even better question that is. Wow, question of the day. Who's the next Lex Luger? A guy that, they've pulled the trigger on Roman, haven't they? Like they have.
He's a three-time former champion.
It's just a matter of pulling all the triggers on him. Lex, they pulled a certain trigger on him, just not like a main trigger on him. So who would that be? Kind of
Nakamura.
Okay, that's good.
But he'll eventually get it.
Would you say Finn?
He won it.
Yeah, I know.
And if it were not for injury, he would have had a decent reign, I think.
Yeah, okay, all right.
So, I would not say Finn.
All right, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to compare Finn Balor to Lex Luger.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Sorry. That would be something. Baron Corbin. Oh, my God, Baron Corbin is so the Lex Luger of his generation.
I think we need a slightly larger sample size for me to fully agree with that.
Oh, that's
but
gonna,
I understand.
That's going to be
I
the
see
case.
Your point. I see your point.
I can see in
Brock
the future
without
on
the
that
K.
One.
Lesnar, $2. The Brett statue is the same personality as Brett.
Whoa,
Giovanni Lugo, $2. He says Killer Kowalski trained people like Triple H, Hansen, and Tommaso Ciampa. True.
Wow. That's right. Chumba's been around for a long time.
Yeah. Killer Kowalski School has had some quality graduates, I believe.
Is Kowalski still around? Is he?
I don't know.
Is he dead?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh, wow. Christian29D.
Christian!
1 year of DDP yoga or 1 day of Shibata dojo training?
DDP yoga.
Yeah, man.
You'd be so healthy. You'd be like just super.
I really like DDP yoga.
You'd be like serene and healthy and happy.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out of Shibata's dojo, you'd probably have a massive headache and maybe some bleeding on the brain.
Mm-hmm.
None of that sounds good, man.
No.
Imagine coming into Shibata's dojo on a Monday morning. That sounds...
Just wanting to drink coffee all day.
Right.
Just being low on energy.
Right, exactly. Harry Flynn says, Steve, can you tell that Larson won my first Rumble contest? I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
I won something. I'm cool.
What do you get, though? What
do
you get
for
winning?
What's my prize? What's my major award?
Harry Flynn gets to come hang out at your house for 1 day. That's your reward. What if he's like the best person? No good still?
It's not my house.
Adam Cole gets to hang out at your house for a day.
Agreed.
You'd be okay with that, really?
Heck yeah, man. He seems like a cool dude.
You don't know him.
Courtney Summers, $2. Being the Elite is coming back, friendos. We kind of thought that was going
to
happen.
Do we have to review it now?
Yeah, we should.
Are we going to do reviews?
Okay, let's kick off our Ring of Honor New Japan stuff. Maybe it'll coincide the return of Being the Elite with Dominion. It'd be a good kickoff point.
Okay, that's good.
So it'll be Being the Elite.
When is Dominion? June, right?
June 11th or something like that.
When is Being the Elite coming back?
Yeah, did they announce when it's coming back?
Look, let's just agree to do this. Dominion will be the launch of our Being the Elite / New Japan / Ring of Honor review show.
Fair enough.
More work for us.
Big Steve TV, Dan Matha, U.S. champion, yay or nay?
Nay.
Nay.
No. Come on.
He has to get on NXT TV first and not get destroyed by Samoa Joe.
Yeah. Let's see here. Thomas and Christy. I think this is they have a podcast. This is a podcast. SoundCloud.com/thisisapodcast. Says, is Miz winning Money in the Bank and cashing in on Daniel Bryan at SummerSlam after he defeats Shinsuke Nakamura for the WWE title? A lot would have to happen over the next couple of months.
I actually thought about that scenario of the Miz winning Money in the Bank but cashing in after Mania where Daniel Bryan wins the title.
Says, setting up a WrestleMania title feud with Daniel Bryan, winning the Rumble, the best possible scenario. Oh, are they asking, is this the best possible scenario? Miz winning Money in the Bank, cashing in on Daniel Bryan at SummerSlam after he had defeated Shinsuke Nakamura.
To harken back to SummerSlam 2013.
Setting up a WrestleMania title feud with Daniel Bryan, winning the Rumble. Is that the best? I would be happy with that.
Yeah, that'd be a good story.
I'd be happy with that.
Jeffrey Nguyen, $4.99. Would you rather fight 10 hornswoggle-sized bronze or one bronze-sized hornswoggle?
It's always the higher quantity of tiny people. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So because you can just kick them all.
Uh-huh.
You can just launch them all.
Yeah.
Like you could just, man, you know what movie I saw this weekend?
Infinity War.
Well, no, but before that.
What?
Point Break.
Oh, yeah.
It'd have been rad is if they took the characters from Point Break and put them in Infinity War too.
All right.
Extra crossover right there. That'd be cool. Whoa.
And spilled water everywhere.
Tranquilo, man.
Courtney Summers, $2. They haven't said about the return of Being the Elite. The video just dropped.
Oh, okay. Right
so
on.
I might have said it's coming back.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you, Courtney.
Our Going and Raw Being the Elite correspondent, Courtney Summers. Let's see here. Bob Culture. Apparently he has a podcast, too. Bob Culture Podcast. Not to be giving you... That's a great... What a great name. You report on pop culture? No, Bob Culture.
Bob Culture.
Bob Culture. Two-part question.
Uh-huh.
Number one, thoughts on Nikki Cross seemingly not coming up with sanity?
I'd prefer if she did.
Yeah, me too. Also, what are some innovative fantasy factions you would like to see in the near future using the current WWE and NXT roster? I want to see...
You really want to see Nakamura and Almas team up.
Yeah, Lars, but I'm going to do this one. Lars Sullivan. Who should be with Lars Sullivan? Lars Sullivan, Dan Matha.
Yeah, Dan Matha. I was going to say that too.
What was that dude's name? That massive dude in the Rumble?
Babatunde.
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 Right?
Babatunde.
Babatunde. Babatunde, baby. And who's another like Hulk looking dude, like a big dude?
Tucker Knight.
And Tucker Knight. There you go. That's a massive faction.
That is a massive faction. Humongous.
Let's see here. Richard Morris, where do you think Finn Balor's demon persona went? You would think WrestleMania would have been a demon Finn opportunity.
No, they didn't set it up storyline wise. So.
Do you think they have moved away from that, or do you believe it'll only be at times when he will win, which would telegraph finishes? I think he's like super over just the way he is.
Yeah, I think I vastly prefer man Me Finn too. Over Demon Finn. Kinda I don't find like Demon Finn terribly interesting.
I don't think there's really a reason to do Demon Finn, but he's going to be back. They'll do it again.
Oh, yeah. Steely, do you guys think having an NXT team at Survivor Series would benefit the brand more or the pay-per-view? It all depend on, benefit the pay-per-view a lot. And if they had a good showing, NXT did, it'd benefit the brand. If they mm-hmm. could hang with main roster stars.
Mm-hmm. Baron A5H, where should the WWE go after the UK for global localization? Can they have a tournament called Global Localization?
Oh, yeah. Riveting stuff.
Exactly. And then they have like a map with all the strings going, mm-hmm. and it's all
like
leading to
flight paths.
Right. It just shows the flight paths of the various wrestlers involved in Global Localization 2018.
Yeah, wait, what was the question?
Where should they go after the UK?
Well, Triple H had a map.
Yeah, but what was primary on there? What was like after UK?
Well, it wasn't ranked.
Right, but that's the question. Where do you think?
Assuming United
Power Rank Global Localization.
United Kingdom is going to be the hub for the entire European territory.
Okay.
I'm trying to think where else. I don't. My answer would be where the best talent is.
Yeah. Japan then?
Probably.
Yeah. Global localization. Japan is a market that really just is begging for great wrestling content. So WWE's going to provide that great wrestling content.
Broken Steve has an interesting question. $4.99. Is this storyline with Seth setting up a return for Demon Finn, seeing as how he's only ever beaten him as Demon Finn? I thought. Finn beat Seth once on Raw.
Like a roll-up. It was sort of a cheapo victory.
Jeffrey Nguyen, $2.99. Should Ellering manage the Ely brothers?
Oh, no, but that's perfect. No. Because it'd be too much like Authors of Pain, right?
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine that? Like, you mentor these guys, and then they just sort of, get away. And then you're back to square one. And you just get saddled with a couple more dudes who look exactly like him, kind of. Just really tall and looking like Usher. Yeah, not into that. But the Ely brothers should join the Lars Sullivan,
yes,
Tucker Knight,
yes,
Dan Matha, Baba Tunde faction. Nobody would be able to stop them.
They'd be pretty
nobody.
Undebeatable.
Nobody would be able to stop them. Oh, great question. Antonio Marrero. Which superstar could use lyrics in their theme song? The Undisputed Era.
Yeah. Sung by Kyle O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Big Steve TV, what is a face Almas ceiling versus heel ceiling? So face Almas versus heel Almas. Who has a higher ceiling? Heel.
So that proof is out there. Like, we've seen that. And it works NXT, really well. Yeah, there's no other answer for that. I mean, the thing is, like, we've never seen face Almas with Zelina Vega.
Yeah, no.
We're about to.
No, we're not.
We're totally about to. What do you think he's going to do to make his first impression?
Attack somebody.
Is that supposed to be happening tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know. Hmm. But he'll attack somebody.
He's going to attack somebody to make his first impression? Yeah.
Yeah. Trey Saunders, do you think Pentagon Jr. could be the face that WWE needs for their Latin American demographic? I mean, if we're talking... I mean, it depends if you're talking the global localization.
Global localization.
Or if you're talking just generally speaking.
Like the replacement for Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah, but I think Almas is a great candidate for that.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right about that. Let's see here. Oh, great question from @LeonDusk. If WWE ever asked the crowd, what a great idea. If the WWE ever asked the crowd to bring a weapon to a no DQ match, what would you bring? I would go outside and get a stick off a tree.
Yeah.
And I would offer up stick.
And they'd say, who brings a stick?
Who brings a stick? What'd you bring? Or a gun.
You know, I could be able to get into a arena with that.
If it was all plastic. 3D printed. I'm fine.
Trying to think of an interesting answer.
Machete. A 3D printed machete.
A plastic machete.
Sorry. A plastic machete. I like that you put the accent on. A plastic machete. Oh, man.
Steely, what do you guys think is more likely to happen? Hilton becoming Universal Champion or Curt Hawkins? Well, Curt Hawkins has two advantages. One, he's
an actual human
being.
He's
definitely, for sure, a real person.
He's definitely
real. Second, he's employed by WWE.
80% of people think that Hilton's not real. That's a pretty
what
staggering.
What percentage of you yourself believes Hilton is a real
person?
Oh,
I go with the masses, 20%.
All right.
What about you?
I'm inclined to give him 40% real.
Wow, that's way too much. Let's see here. Abu Taha. Well, will the WWE ever reach the heights it did in the 90s? Or was that the perfect storm and is not likely to happen again? I think it could happen again, but the stars would have to align in a ridiculous degree, and it wouldn't be proven out. They're never going to match the ratings because the way
TV is
consumed and entertainment is consumed.
Never gonna happen, yeah.
The ratings specifically, that's never going to happen again. But it's possible they can, you know, bring in revenue with the right people. I think like there could be another Stone Cold potentially.
Yeah, yeah.
It would just have to be the perfect combination of the guy, the stories, the writing.
And kind of also the cultural zeitgeist.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It has to be kind of a perfect storm of things.
Some of my favorite names. Also the name, the zeitgeist, of a great bar in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah?
That serves grilled cheese sandwiches well into like the night, like till close, I think, to like
cool.
2 a.m.
I mean, I'm not huge on grilled cheese, but that's cool.
And corn dogs, I think.
Oh, corn dogs are delicious.
I love corn dogs, man.
You ever bake them and brush them with honey while you bake them? They're so good. It's really good.
Yeah, I've had.
It's good.
Yeah, they're good. Jeremy, when are you going to be announced for StarCast at All In?
Don't know.
I don't know.
Don't know anything about it.
It's we put it out there though. We put it out there.
Okay, this is our final question. Josh Greening, who in the blue hell is Hilton?
I would like to know the answer to that question, too.
Look, man, that's a whole can of worms. That's what you're asking is, it can't be, that answer, we can't just tack onto the end of a friggin' podcast.
That's a whole video.
That's an entire, that's like a feature-length film or long 10-episode.
A documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the miniseries.
It's way too much,
that's the entire podcast.
It's way too much. Anyways, speaking of podcasts, we're done with this one. Thanks so much, everybody, for watching. We appreciate it. Thanks for all your super chats and your support. And later on tonight, today we might be streaming on Twitch.
Yeah, why won't we?
Probably. I don't know. Things might happen. Till next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Thanks, Aaron Smith, for your $20 super chat. We just saw that.